is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. A quickly intensifying storm became Hurricane Milton Sunday, less than a day after it developed in the Gulf of Mexico. Forecasters predict the storm will make landfall on Florida's west coast as a major hurricane this week. WTSP-TV's Nick Volturo from Tampa.
Tampa residents aren't taking chances after the devastation caused by Hurricane Helene.
No, we're gonna board up, bag up, and leave.
The city opening several sandbag locations ahead of the next severe weather threat. Hundreds showed up at the Himes Park Sports Complex, grabbing their shovels. Crews around the city have also been very busy clearing out storm drains.
It has been 1 year since Hamas militants crossed into Israel from Gaza, killing 1,200 people, mostly civilians, and taking about 250 others hostage. Since then, Israel is still fighting Hamas and is now in the midst of a war with another terrorist group, Hezbollah. Correspondent Robert Berger is in Jerusalem.
Right now, in the short term, there is no end in sight. It's not clear how Israel will get the hostages back. 100 hostages still left in Gaza. You have an escalating situation in Lebanon, and then the possibility of an all-out war with another regional superpower, Iran.
CBS's 60 Minutes will air a primetime special on the 2024 election Monday night. Democratic nominee Kamala Harris discusses the ongoing war in the Middle East and U.S.-Israeli relations.
The work that we do diplomatically with the leadership of Israel is an ongoing pursuit around making clear our principles.
Former President Donald Trump declined to be interviewed for the special. The Supreme Court's new session is set to begin. Correspondent Jen Crawford says the justices are set to consider major cases on a wide range of hot-button issues.
On the horizon, likely in December, a challenge to state laws banning hormone treatments and puberty blockers for minors with gender dysphoria. The Biden administration sued to block those laws, passed by about a half of the states, as unconstitutional. The states, led by Tennessee, say they have an important interest in protecting kids from what they say are novel treatments that can cause lifelong complications for children.
History was made in the NBA.
It is the preseason, but LeBron James and LeBron James Jr. are on the floor at the same time.
Yeah, they're the first father and son to play together in an NBA game as the Lakers took on the Suns. The moment came in the second quarter of the game. It was also son Bronny's 20th birthday. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Downy, rinse and refresh. Break up with stinky clothes.
Rinse it out.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of the stinks that just will never come out.
Oh, Downy, the rinse change.
Every now and then I rinse it out. One wash and it delivers. One wash, it smells so clean. Downy, rinse and refresh. It's a dream.
Downy, rinse and refresh. Fights odor in just one wash. Guaranteed.
At Boot Barn, we're driven by everything the cowboy boot stands for. The reliable communities of the West, the hardened values of the cowboy, and the unshakable spirit of all who lead a tenacious lifestyle. Justin boots capture these Western ideals in every pair. Their handcrafted boots are an invitation into the continuing story of the West, open to all who dream of untamed lands and endless Western skies. Justin boots at Boot Barn.
American troops stationed in Japan are no longer allowed to drink off base at night.
After several troops were arrested for alleged sexual assaults in the Okinawa region of Japan this year, the head of U.S. military forces says he is banning troops from being in off-base bars and consuming alcohol from 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. every day. The Independent Military Times says the order applies to all troops in Japan, no matter their age or rank. About half of the 50,000 U.S. troops stationed in Japan are in the Okinawa region. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
The NYPD says a 12 and 13-year-old boy were arrested and charged with gang assault in connection to a weekend attack on former New York Governor David Patterson and his stepson. Police initially reported they were searching for five people in connection with the attack, and that they may still be looking for more suspects. Patterson, who's 70, and his 20-year-old stepson were on the Upper East Side when they were attacked by the group. Matt Piper, CBS News.
WRJN weather. With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, clear skies, lows in the mid-40s. For Monday, sunshine, 65. Monday night, mostly clear, a low around 48. For Tuesday, sunshine, a high of 68. Sunshine and 67 Wednesday. Thursday, sunny and a high of 71.
It's 51 at our studios.
Shadow in the city, all around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But at night it's a different world, go out and find a girl, come on and dance all night, despite the heat it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But at night it's a different world, go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night, just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer.
Hot town, summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Been down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But tonight it's a different world, go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night, despite the heat it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, summer, in the city. Thank you.
shit back.
From Radio Park to Ives Groves, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Side
News and timeless hits. It's what made WRJN indispensable to Racine for over 97 years. Well, we're still here with both, and our commitment to local news and lots of fun with timeless hits continues on 99.9 and 98.1 FM and on the historic AM band at 1400. More timeless hits coming right up.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop.
That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Bye.
and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Your hands and gaze into your eyes. cherish me as much as I cherish you. Know me, I love you. Oh, my darling,
not three times
on the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you
meet me in the hallway.
You ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. On the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa, twice on the pipe means you ain't gonna show. The answer is no.
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice on the pipe.
Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me in the mission, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who called me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Her home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye. Hurry home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because of
mom did not agree. And tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me in the mission, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Turn out the way it should.
For the nighttime,
for the nighttime,
forget the day,
forget the day,
day of
a tight time,
baby, chase it away,
chase it away.
I get a relaxation,
for the nighttime,
it's a time to groove,
a time to groove.
I thank the Lord for the nighttime,
for the nighttime,
I thank the Lord for you. Thank the Lord for the nighttime,
forget the day,
day of uptight time, baby chase it away,
chase it away.
I get a relaxation,
the
time to groove, I thank the Lord for the nighttime, thank the Lord for you. Now,
I'm not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
don't even know my name. They call me the Wanderer. Yeah, I'm a wanderer.